you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you have a problem with that.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. But when you'll be disgusted, when they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight,
like information,
guess what? You'll still be alright. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder.
That was pretty funny.
Grinder.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. Convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for them.
We're coming for your children.
We're coming for them.
Your children will care about fairness and justice. Children will work to convert our sisters and brothers. Then soon we're almost certain your kids will start converting you. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here. But you don't have to worry.
That was the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir, and this is episode 46 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. There's like another minute of that.
That was long.
It was. There's another minute. I was just like, I don't want to do another minute of this. It was obviously a troll, I think. But they were just picking a fight. Like, literally saying, we're coming for your children.
Yeah.
You know? As much as I hate when people make references, but there's a certain group in the 30s in Germany that did that and recruited children to snitch on their parents and stuff.
Right.
I thought that was ridiculous. They got a whole bunch of backlash and took it down after a while. But they were obviously just trying to start a fight. I really didn't have anywhere to go with that. I just thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
All right. Anything funny happen? We usually try to start with something funny. A whole bunch of stuff on the list, but Adam Curry is on Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Well, I only saw some of it, but he sounded like a lunatic. And... why do they talk so much trash about Joe Rogan on the No Agenda show?
They don't.
They even have jingles about Rogan convertees.
Those are people that have started listening to the Joe Rogan show and have started donating to the No Agenda show from Adam being on with Joe Rogan.
Oh, so it's a shout out to Joe Rogan for being a gateway. I thought it was saying, I used to listen to Joe Rogan, realized it's a bunch of garbage. I was like, Joe Rogan just talks to people. I was like,
yeah,
he drank a whiskey. I think it was bourbon with Adam Curry.
Okay.
While he was going down some crazy conspiracy theory hole, and Joe Rogan is like, "Oh, great, you're the conspiracy guy. Bring the bourbon out."
Well, like, you know they smoke right before the show too, so I guarantee there was weed involved in that broadcast.
Probably. I know Joe Rogan well enough in terms of his practices.
Yeah, Adam Curry had the same practices.
All right. But yeah. I don't know. I put it in this list. I don't know if you saw it, but this Rogan and Curry were talking about this rapper. I never heard of the guy. Had some Twitter thread about human behavior during the pandemic, and it was. Actually, I could play the audio from it, or I can go through the 20 damn things. That's actually a lot of crap to go through. Let's see what happens if I hit the play button.
Whether it's right or wrong, the problem is they're getting these sound bites, they're getting these conversations and these little 140, 280 character bursts on Twitter where they're arguing with each other about points.
Do you mind if we have Jamie bring up Zuby's 20 points?
Yeah, sure.
Please take a look.
I love Zuby.
We're talking about this exact same
thing. Yeah.
This guy is smart. He really nailed it with this. He has the 20 points, and it's all that we've talked about in the past.
I never heard of this guy, Zuby. So.
Is all about
Zuby's all about personal accountability and hard work, and you know he's a very intelligent, thoughtful person.
You had him on, right?
Yeah. And I think what is going on with these groups of people is a lot of people, they feel disenchanted, they feel disconnected from society.
All right.
20 things I've learned or had confirmed about humanity during the pandemic. One, most people would rather be in the majority than be right. That's true.
Right. Ding, ding, ding.
That's really good.
Right.
Two, at least 20% of the population has strong authoritarian tendencies, which will emerge under the right conditions.
You just saw that.
That's exactly what we're talking. Three, fear of death is only rivaled by the fear of social disapproval. The latter could be stronger.
Bam.
Amazing. Yep. Brilliant. Four, propaganda is just as effective in the modern day as it was 100 years ago. Access to limited information has not made the average person any wiser.
It's made propaganda easier.
This is so good. Five, anything and everything can and will be politicized by the media, government, and those who trust them. Perfect.
This is a wise man.
Many politicians and large corporations will gladly sacrifice human lives if it is conducive to their political and financial aspirations. No arguments here. Seven, most people believe the government acts in the best interest of the people, even many who are vocal critics of the government.
Yep.
There's probably a lot of truth in that. Eight, once they have made up their mind.
No idea what just happened. Oh, well. It's probably buffering or trying to find a commercial. Oh, that's as far as it went. But there's 20 of these points, and it goes on and on. And it's, people who are dismissed as conspiracy theorists are often well-researched and simply ahead of the mainstream narrative.
Yeah.
How many times have people called others conspiracy theorists about this COVID thing? And the more that comes out, the more realizing that it's like, oh, crap, that crazy theory was probably accurate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I never heard of the Zuby guy. I only found out about it because I heard that Adam Curry was on Joe Rogan, so I gave some of it a listen.
Okay.
But yeah, he had 20 points that he had confirmed or found out during the pandemic about human behavior.
Yeah.
Which is funny because his last one is a paraphrase from Samuel Clemens. Mark Twain was his nom de plume. It's easier to fool a person than to convince them that they have been fooled. I like that. And that even if people know they're wrong, they'd rather double down and be wrong than admit they were wrong.
Right.
I thought it was fascinating. And it was a good point that you see it in front of you. But no one seems to care, you know?
Right.
There you go. And people will demand authoritarianism if they're sufficiently frightened at it. I want more government controls. I don't want to be allowed out of my house.
Right.
Different thing altogether. Did you see this thing about the golfer guy that was killed on a golf course?
Uh-huh.
I came out with my news thing a couple, maybe like the day it happened, actually. Then I heard about it again on No Agenda. And I kept getting confused. It kept saying golf pro, but apparently what they meant by golf pro was the guy that works at the...
Yeah, not pro golfer. Golf.
Yeah, pro. Yeah. The guy who works at the country club to help your game get better.
Yeah.
I always think it was like a Tiger Woods. You know what I mean? But yeah, he was like, we're found dead on the 10th green or something. There were two dudes dead in a truck.
Yeah, they said, witnesses say he went over there to see why the truck just ended up at the 10th hole like that. And when he got over there, he got shot.
Yeah, and the first, for a while, nobody knew anything that, well, okay, I shouldn't say that. There's nothing being released about what happened. apparently, they have someone in custody now.
Yeah.
Some rapper I've never heard of. Not some other rapper I've never heard of. That's actually the only reason why it's in the list after the last one is because that was also a rapper I'd never heard of. that just sucks. Could you? It sucks getting shot in the head because you saw someone else get shot, you know?
Right.
And sucks getting shot for any reason. Yeah, your internet connection does suck, huh? Oh, well, yeah. Who's this Michael Avenatti guy?
He was the lawyer that was working for the porn star to sue Donald Trump.
There's lots of porn stars. Which one are you talking about?
Stormy Daniels.
Ah, okay. Ah, yes.
And then he tried to extort a bunch of money out of Nike, and that's what ultimately got him in trouble. And now, now the media is like, and this guy was like, because he was anti-Trump, he was on all the networks hundreds of times.
Literally hundreds of times.
In the last year before he fell from grace. And, you know, and now he's on his way to prison.
He only got 2.5 years, but isn't that what he was doing with the Stormy Daniels case with Trump? Was he was literally trying to extort Trump to pay them so they didn't sue him and expose him?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Isn't that the definition of extortion? Yeah, and then he's publicly doing it about Nike. We talked about it here on their show. It's like, he's publicly extorting Nike. He's going to go to prison for this.
Right.
And, you know, some of my own family said I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. And then it happened. I went and showed them today. I was like, look, it happened. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Right. Who's this guy? I was like, oh, my God. He's like, you got to be kidding me. Like, you were already called me crazy before, and now I'm showing you that I was right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're messing with me, like they're gaslighting me, or if they genuinely don't remember, and that might explain a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, who's this guy? Why is he mad? And I bring up Stormy, like, oh yeah, I remember something with Stormy Daniels. Didn't Trump like bang her? I was like, oh my God. I was like, you guys missed everything. I was like, that's why you hate the guy, because he banged a porn star. I was like, who hasn't? You know?
I haven't.
That's just because you haven't hit record yet.
I'm recording.
That's not what I meant, dude. Oh. All right. Yeah, I don't know. He's going to prison for 2.5 years. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Probably not. He's probably going to stay disappeared. No one's remembered him for a long time. Anyway, Terry McAuliffe's the dude's name, right?
The former governor of Virginia, who's running for another term, came out and said that he thought it was easier for Americans to buy guns than to vote because of all the, you know, states that are putting restrictions on, you know, a lot of things, but they're not restricting the right to vote. They're just making it so you got to show ID, which you have to do everything else in the country anyway. So
I didn't have to show ID to vote last time I voted. And it is much more difficult to buy a gun in Massachusetts than walking in and saying, I want to buy a gun.
I didn't even know you could really buy a gun in Massachusetts.
I can own a firearm but like there's no open carry in Mass. So you have to get a concealed carry permit. I believe it's a shall issue state, not a may issue state, which surprises me because a lot of people get denied, but they find any reason to deny you.
Okay.
You can get a long gun, but you can't even deer hunt with a rifle in Massachusetts. You can only use a bow.
Okay.
It is, they're incredibly invasive with their gun laws here. It seems kind of nuts. And just to prove a point, I am really tempted to build a 1776 style cannon and load that sucker with grape shot and wait for the government to show up at my door and say, I need a permit, you know?
Right.
I would not want the government showing up if I had a can like that in my front yard. That would probably be a poor visit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Because I'd have one shot. But yeah, he wants it to make it tougher to buy a gun. And I don't know if, especially he lived in Virginia, he knows you don't just walk in and buy a gun. You got to show ID. There's a background check. I believe he was involved in making the state police be there at the gun shows.
Probably.
And that's the argument even Hillary Clinton used, was the gun show loophole.
There is no loophole. Well, you don't go to a gun show and buy a gun from somebody that rented a table. Everything has to be done through dealers.
Yeah, the argument they're trying to make is that you bought it from some guy in the parking lot. It's like, that has nothing to do with the gun show. That was a dude in a parking lot. It's the same thing as buying one in an alley behind a 7-Eleven from some dude in his jacket. You know what I mean? Or the trunk of his car. And no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to control that. Illegal sales are going to happen no matter what.
Right.
I mean, it's illegal to sell heroin in this country, period, but it's being sold. But speaking of guns, apparently more than 230 people died over the 4th of July weekend in shootings.
And they were all illegal guns, right?
I have no idea. I didn't read the article. I just saw that number. I said, that's got to be high. I was like, that's got to be higher than the annual average. Because, I mean, there's always the idiot that just fires his gun in the air.
Right, right.
And the dumbass is drinking too much, pulling out their guns, being dumb and celebrating. But 230 seems like a lot. And a lot of it was gang violence.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading a little bit now. Apparently a lot of it was gang violence and a lot of other crap.
But like, not in Chicago. Chicago didn't have any deaths that weekend, did they?
I think Chicago specifically mentioned it here somewhere. Ooh, okay, there's a...
If you love makeup, I have a secret for you.
It's stupid commercials. There we go. It's a 26% drop from last year's holiday weekend. So it sounded high, but it's actually less than last year. So,
okay.
Of course, last year was also in the middle of the BLM riots with everyone killing everyone.
Right.
And 4th of July sounded like a good excuse to kill a bunch of people. Actually, did you hear the goaltender with the Blue Jackets? He was a backup goalie. He was looking to get his like big break. Died on the 4th of July weekend.
I did hear him read about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tried to get out of a hot tub and slipped and like cracked his skull. That sucks.
Yeah.
He was like 26 or something like that. All right. Well, shit. We're going to get through this stuff way too quick. I don't have much to say about most of this stuff. I guess when we get into the next couple topics here, when we get into the Biden crap. But yeah, speaking of the BLM 4th of July, it took me a little bit of work to find this one. But the one who said, I stand by my words about hating the American flag.
Yeah.
Because it's a symbol of hate.
Right.
It's a symbol. It only has any value on it that you put upon it.
Right.
If you see hate, that means that you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's a terrible exemplar, but the swastika to the average person means hate. But to certain ancient Indian tribes, in India, Indians, by the way.
Yeah.
It was just, it actually meant peace. A symbol only has the value that you put upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just drives me nuts when people, they want to tear this crap down because it's a symbol of, and that's what you interpret it to mean. Like, these Confederate statues weren't celebrating the Confederacy. It was reminding us of the horrible things that have happened, and we have to make sure they never happen again. That's what I get out of these statues anyway.
Okay.
I'm glad we don't have any Confederate statues up here, though, to be 100% honest. Actually, Virginia just tore down a big one in Richmond, didn't they?
Charlottesville came down today.
Oh, he's still
doing... Maybe it was Richmond. I think it was Charlottesville, though.
All right. Well, Richmond might have had one a couple of months ago, maybe in some big plaza circle. I don't know. So you guys are tearing them all down?
Yeah.
Putting them in the museum, or are you just destroying them?
No, they're being put into museums.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Indiana Jones, you know, top men will be investigating this, and it goes into deep storage and disappears forever. You see this Rittenhouse shit?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I stumbled across it. His name's in the news again. His attorney's trying to get one charge dropped, saying he was too young to have that weapon.
Sounds like a weak argument.
What's that?
It seems like a weak argument.
What, the defense attorneys?
Yeah.
Well, his argument is no matter what you need to not be killed is acceptable to have in your possession at that time. The argument that the argument that the state's trying to bring him up on charges is that he was too young to have that weapon. And the defense attorney is saying, you drop that charge because he needed this to not be murdered in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in any situation, whatever it is you need to survive is acceptable for you to do at that point in time.
Yeah.
There's tons of case law on that. I'm pretty sure he's going to win this art. He's going to win this one, but that's not the big, he's looking at least manslaughter charges. I'm not even sure what he's being brought up on, but I mean, he killed what, two people and hurt another?
Yeah.
And actually the one he hurt, the dude's bicep he blew out.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is a sex offender, apparently. And they're trying to get that being allowed to be brought up in court, which I don't think should be. The fact that the guy that Rittenhouse shot, by the way, that guy had was bringing a gun to his head to shoot him.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse blew out his bicep. Apparently that guy is like diddled a bunch of kids.
Well, that's not right.
It's not right, but that has nothing to do with the case at hand.
Right.
So I don't think that should be allowed to be brought up even by the defense. Just because the dude is a scumbag doesn't mean you can just... they had nothing to do with what happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was one thing if that dude was diddling kids when you shot him. Then you could bring up that he's a, you know, known kid diddler.
Yeah.
Just my opinions. I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I think this is going to set a precedent nationwide for self-defense.
Huh. Okay.
Well, I mean, really, what did he do?
Defend himself.
Yeah, these dudes lit a dumpster on fire and pushed it at a gas station. Rittenhouse and his buddy stopped that from happening. Then they were attacked again, so he went and got the rifle out of the store. And he was chased down, hitting the back of the head with a skateboard. He killed that man. Yeah. We'll see what happens. More, everything's going to come out. All right. We talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did.
I was pretty drunk and really stoned. Apparently, it's like 7 states sending guardsmen to the border.
But the federal government says there's no need for them.
Where did we land on legality of states swapping National Guard around like this?
Well, we didn't. We were more worried. How it originally got brought up was when South Dakota was getting a donation from a private donor to fund their deployment.
That's a good point, too.
And I was doing some deep research in different states. You can do that. Not every state's allowed to do it that way, but it all depends on how it's written in the state constitution. Because the National Guards work for the state, the governor, until they're called up to active duty by the president.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what I think of the militia groups the states are supposed to have to keep the government, federal government in check, being trained by the federal government. And funded by, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Called up and sent to Afghanistan to die for. What are we doing sending weekend warriors to Afghanistan, dude? Apparently we're done doing, well, we're not going to be done doing that. I don't know. Did you see that we're already having a whole bunch of uprisings in Afghanistan?
Yeah, we knew this was going to happen, you know? We telegraphed when we were leaving for the Taliban so they could, you know, get ready. You know, the world knows we're going to be gone. We're moving out of here, you know, out of Afghanistan altogether by the end of August now. We changed it from September 11th for some reason.
Hey, and he already changed it from what Trump put in place, too.
But somebody finally got to him and said, you don't want to make this day coincide with September 11th.
Thank God. I'm glad someone said that. Because, yeah, I was like, I understand you're trying to make it, you know, like, oh, 20 years later. And then I'll get to that in a second. 20 years and it's over. But don't put on the 9/11 anniversary. But apparently I saw this. I didn't put it on the list. I saw something where he kept calling it like 21 years or 19 years or whatever. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this happened in 2001, didn't it?
Yeah. 9/11,
2000. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, I was like, so that was 20 years ago this year.
Yeah. It will be.
Because he kept saying, yeah. But yeah, it will be, yeah. Anyway, speaking of Biden and being a dumbass, he said we can't confirm that Russia had anything to do with this, all this ransomware attacks.
No, but they're going to blame it on him anyway.
Yeah, he's like, well, we can't be sure that they had anything about it, but if you don't do something about it, we're going to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I don't understand why it's necessarily Putin's job to do anything about.
It's not.
People that speak Russian.
It's not.
No, I'm not sticking up for Putin, but just because these dudes wrote the code in Russian doesn't mean they were hired by the KGB, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to happen with this crap. I think all these ransomware programs that are coming out now have been in these guys' computer systems for 5 years.
Okay.
And finally turned on like a McAfee virus. All right, well, considering rolling with Joe Biden, what's up with this door-to-door campaign?
Yeah, well, the people that really, really wanted the vaccine got the vaccine. But that's not how many people Joe Biden thinks needs to have the vaccine. So now they're going to send people out like they do with the census, going door to door, giving you education about how the vaccines are safe and how you got to do your duty to get the vaccine.
So he's actually going to knock on my door?
Yes.
With this door-to-door campaign, like someone's act like the census guy's gonna knock on my door if my name's not on a registration list.
Well, no, right now it sounds like they're just gonna go on everybody's door.
But so what if I just say I've had my shot, so they just move on?
To distribute the list of who got the vaccine and who doesn't have the vaccine.
Federal government doesn't have the authority to do a lot of the stuff they do.
True.
Like the Tucker Carlson thing. And I love when people say, the NSA doesn't have the authority to do that. It's like, did you miss the 90s? Or I'm sorry, the 2000s? Like the whole NSA thing? That was Bush's fault. Blame Bush.
Right.
Snowden did. I forgot what the hell I was talking about. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, what are they going to knock door to door with a BlackBerry and ask to see your vaccination passport?
No, they're just going to be passing out flyers and answering people's questions, you know, about why they don't got to get the vaccine and stuff like that.
So they're going to come at my door like they're a Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
Ask me if I found God, their God.
Right, the vaccine.
If I put a no soliciting sign on my door, does that keep the government out?
No.
Even if they're selling their bullshit?
Definitely not.
I'm waiting for him to knock on my door because I'm not kidding you. I'm actually going to say I identify as vaccinated and see what happens. And if they say that doesn't count, I'm going to ask them why. And say, because you're not vaccinated, I'm going to say, and you're not a woman. Or Rachel Dahl is all, you're not a black woman. Yeah. Well, she was in charge of like the, she was in charge of something with the Democrat Party, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had, she was the chairwoman for one of the chapters out in Seattle.
And she's like an Irish, like white face, freckles, red hair woman.
Yeah.
Or kid. And I was like, she's like, oh, I'm a black woman. It's like, then I'm tired of being oppressed. It's like, okay, Wendy. And there you go. Obviously, some of the people that make these big arguments about just oppression in general don't believe this. Or not even oppression. People that make the big arguments in general don't believe half the crap they're pushing. Because if she genuinely believed that these folks are being dumped on, can't get a fair shake, she wouldn't go ahead and pass herself off as in that part of that group.
Yeah.
Just like if Obama genuinely believed the ocean levels were rising as quickly as he says they are, he wouldn't have bought a place on Martha's Vineyard.
Right, exactly.
Because according to Al Gore, Martha's Vineyard should have been underwater 10 years ago.
Right.
They don't believe this shit. They know it gets votes. It gets people riled up.
Yeah.
They get all butthurt and they tell you you're a bad person if you don't believe it, even though they can't come up with anything. It gets too hot. It's global warming. It gets too cold. It's climate change. Oh, there was a hurricane this year. Climate change. Like, you know, normally there's three hurricanes. There's only one this year. And they say, that's an example of climate change because it changed. It's like,
climate always
changes. It's not the same.
That's the definition of climate. I mean,
they're using
weather. Live in San Diego, every day is going to have different weather.
Yeah, they're trying to use weather events as an example of climate change. And which is even worse is because the argument used to be the other way around. People were making examples of weather events saying there's no such thing as climate change because look at this blizzard. And like, well, you can't say weather isn't climate. And now they're making the exact other argument saying weather is climate. And it's like, oh my God, there's no argument to be made. There's no conversation to be had. You can bring actual data up and they don't care. You can show them the actual numbers over the last 100 years and they don't care.
Yeah,
you're just an idiot because you don't believe what you were told.
Yep.
And yeah, climate's always changing. That's what it does. I mean, the entire planet used to be a tropical rainforest, and then it was all covered in ice, and then it was a tropical rainforest again, you know? At one point, there were freaking dinosaurs, apparently.
Yeah.
crocodiles are dinosaurs. No, they are. They scare the crap out of me because they haven't changed through evolution in like 100 million years. Uh-huh. And that's terrifying because that tells me it's such a perfect killing machine that hasn't had to change. Is everything else trying to catch up to survive one of these things? Freaking crocodilians. And by the way, they don't have feathers, so I don't believe the dinosaurs had feathers either.
Okay.
So
but yeah, the came out with a study saying that the best protection would be a booster shot in the next 6 to 12 months against COVID-19. And the CDC came out and said, wait a minute, slow your roll. Right now, boosters aren't needed.
So is Pfizer trying to sell more drugs?
Yes.
Because for a minute there, I thought it was maybe we didn't know what the hell we were doing. And we're just going to keep pumping you full of experimental drugs.
That's part of it, too, you know.
Which is funny, because I don't know about you, man, but I remember when I was in elementary school, they made it a big deal to tell me to not let people peer pressure me into taking experimental drugs. And now the government is peer pressuring me into taking experimental drugs.
Yeah. Stick with your high school. They're better.
Yeah, well, at least I know what happens when someone smokes a joint. They've been doing that for thousands of years. You know what I mean? Even crystal meth, I've seen what happens when people smoke that. At least I know what happens. Like this stuff, I have no idea what happens. Some people get weird blood clots. Some people start menstruating again at 65 years old.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
Oh God.
Does that mean you go through menopause twice?
I don't think it was quite the same thing. I believe it was a term they use, spotting. I'm not going to pretend like I know that much about the reproductive system of women. I understand the general how things work. But I don't care about too many of the details. You go, here's a pro.
Panetta.
These ladies that were having issues after some of these vaccines that were 65 years old and started menstruating again.
Uh-huh.
Now, the wife just gave me this look like, what the hell?
How are you talking about?
That wouldn't be a full-on menstruation. That'd be like what they call spotting, right? When like just some weird shedding that happens.
No, spotting means just it's like leaving spots.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Like I said, I don't know the vocabulary. The look she gave me, I was like, what the hell? It's like, I can't imagine that happening. It's like, you're finally supposed to be free of this crap when you're that old. She just gives me the nod.
Going, holy shit, what happened?
Exactly, you weren't even prepared for it. You didn't even have a liner ready.
No, of course not. You haven't needed a liner in 25 years, you know?
My monthly friend is back. What does this mean? We can have babies again? All right, Panetta's in the news.
Yeah.
Speaking of COVID, let's stay on that subject. We haven't spoken to COVID in a minute. Panetta, I remember that name from Obama.
Well, he was the defense secretary for a while. He had a whole bunch of roles in the administration.
Well, apparently he's asking Biden to mandate the COVID vaccine for military personnel.
Yeah.
Saying we can't take the risk that someone's going to be sick and can't get in the fight. Not that many people are getting sick, especially young folks that would be in the service.
Right.
Is he expecting some kind of conflict where we're going to need every available hand?
I have no idea. I just think that they're using it as a way to force people that don't want to take the vaccine to take the vaccine. So, like anthrax, you know, basically. That was experimental too.
Yeah, true. And it's funny because people keep saying, I hear that a lot, is like, well, when I was in the service, I just took the shots that there were a whole bunch of shots required. And like, yes, and most of them were established vaccines that were, we knew what was going to happen with them, not tested on you.
Right.
Like the flu shot and the anthrax shot.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that a year into this, a year and a half, we don't know what these vaccines are going to do yet. We don't know the long-term effects of them.
No, I heard something about exosomes or something like that, but I didn't spend the time to look that crap up. Something about like antibody, or they get passed on from like mother to child or something like that. Apparently, you can. There's this theory that you pass on, a mother can pass on antibodies, corona antibodies to the child through breast milk, which is sounds like a $1 million exit scheme to me. That sounds like an exit plan to get these antibodies and sell the milk.
What's the one that you get three taps and leaves a big scar on your arm?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like the vaccine.
Sorry, she brought up some weird vaccine I've never heard of that leaves a scar on your arm. Are you talking about the old school ones you got in the service that look round?
No, you got one.
Oh, you're talking about the PPD? Not the PPD. The bubble PPD shot.
Yes. No. Tuberculosis.
It makes a little triangle. There's three.
She's talking about three shots, and you get in your upper arm that make shots. A triangle. I don't know what they are then. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You only have to have it if you went overseas or something.
I don't know. Yellow fever, jaundice, malaria. Those are pills.
I'm stupid. Never mind.
No, I'm just saying I got a whole bunch of vaccines in the Navy.
It wasn't whatever it was. My mom had gotten it right before she got pregnant with me. And I'm immune to it, which is unheard of.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm trying to explain. The antibodies do pass from mother to child when they're pregnant.
Yes, but that was from some weird vaccine, not from fighting it off naturally. Okay, that's what we were talking about.
Okay. We agree.
Anyway, apparently a vaccine can pass down through generations too.
Smallpox.
Okay, apparently smallpox. Apparently, if you fought off corona naturally, it could be passed. The antibodies could be passed down through breast milk, and that sounds like an idea. Depending on how much you need, it sounds like an idea to immunize your children this way versus a vaccine by buying milk.
Well, you see the latest that they're saying that. The reason the Delta variant's, you know, spreading like wildfire across the country is because fully vaccinated people are the ones spreading it.
Yeah. Okay. It's asymptomatic, but it's spreading like wildfire. It's like, so what's the problem? It's like, people are getting sick. It's like, no, they're not. You just said they're not getting sick. And this is why you're not supposed to develop a vaccine, though, during an outbreak.
Yeah,
it's because you're allowing the virus to mutate. Yeah, you're allowing it to mutate and change, and it's keeping a step ahead of you versus, as terrible as it sounds, you have to let it do its damage, and then you can eradicate it, like smallpox or polio. Otherwise, you end up with the flu. We tried to eradicate the flu, and look what's happened to that.
Yeah, it gets worse.
We keep coming up with new vaccines.
Yeah,
we get a new vaccine for the flu every year, and it's worse every year. Just stop. Let the flu do its damage. We'll have an immune population. Everyone else who's not immune will get sick and become immune or die. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're going to have to get 600 shots every year, eventually, because we have no immune systems anymore.
Right.
I don't know, maybe this is supposed to be an evolutionary event. You know, like walking upright or speech, using tools. All right, completely different subject here. Yeah. So we brought this up a couple of times, CRT, critical race theory.
Yeah.
And we keep being told that schools are not teaching this. They are not teaching it. You're just terrified. You're just a bigot.
Well, the problem is the schools have a big problem for the last, 50, 60 years. they've been able to indoctrinate the kids the way they want to do it without the parents even knowing it, unless the parents really dig into what's being taught in the classrooms. With Zoom,
which the parents did have the authority, and ability to do, they just didn't do it.
Now with Zoom, a lot of people have seen firsthand what's being taught through the different curriculums, and that's how it's being brought up, you know, as an issue.
Well, yeah, and exactly. That's why it's been coming up lately, and people keep saying, no, you're just a bunch of assholes, and they're not teaching critical race theory. It's like, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're just a bigot. The teachers union, the largest labor union in the nation, has come out and said, yes, we're teaching critical race theory, and they defended why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But CNN, AOC, Nancy Pelosi have been saying, you're out of your mind and you're some kind of racist,
right,
for even thinking this is happening. So are these politicians that were calling me a racist wrong, or is the teachers union racist? By the way, this is a Washington Times article.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it didn't come out of nowhere. You know, I mean, this isn't some underground paper that no one's ever heard of.
Right.
Just it's just frustrating as hell. Again, it's that whole argument of, even when I put it right in front of your face saying this is in fact happening, all of a sudden it's not as big a deal. Because like, oh, that's not happening. People wouldn't let that happen. That's disgusting or wrong. And then you show it to them, like, well, that's not really what it is. It's like, see, you immediately justify it once I prove to you it's actually happening. We'll see what happens, though. This has been coming up on this show lately a lot. Massachusetts was brought up, actually, recently about this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like a 20-minute, a school I used to compete with in high school sports. Oh, here we go. I knew I had something local in here. I usually put it up early. Speaking of local stuff, the Boston Pride, the gay pride group, is dissolving itself.
What does that mean? Why are they doing that? There's no more gay pride in Boston allowed?
They said that
they've reached their prideful amount they can maximally stand.
They are proud enough. No, apparently they said that the locals don't want them there, and not in a hateful way, but they said Boston is basically making all the progress that they think is necessary on their own, and that they're just getting in the way of everything by pushing it in everyone's face all the time.
Okay.
And it's like, if you still want to, you know, wave your flags on Pride Month, that's cool. It's like, but we're not going to do all this crazy parade stuff anymore, because we're forcing people's faces now that are already pretty accepting of homosexuality. I was like, oh, that's really cool. You know, it's like, I've never heard one of these organizations say like, we're all set. You know, we've made our point. We're done. So apparently Boston is proud enough. But remember, there's a difference between being tolerant of something and taking pride in something, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the best transition I'd come up with to bring up anything local.
Okay.
I try to do something local every time. This is local to you, though.
Yeah, it is this week.
Yeah, see? See? I put a little bit of effort into the way I line these things up, you know? Michigan, you hear about this thing?
I think I remember hearing a little bit about it.
Teacher, it's a mostly white school, and there's a very, very small black population. Everyone is not white. Some kind of like, are we allowed to use the word mulatto still, or is that offensive?
Not. I think it's offensive now.
And I'm not definitely not allowed to say mutt. mud blood. you didn't watch Harry Potter, did you?
No.
You would have laughed at Mudblood. Yeah, but, you know, mixed race. You know, apparently it's a small Hispanic population in the area too. And I'm sure you know better than I, Michigan is very white.
Yeah.
Except for Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure in most of the urban areas is where you find most of your POC. But anyway, yeah, this mixed race girl, not even a teacher, a librarian, cut the girl's hair. And there's this investigation and found there's no racial bias about it because apparently the parents thought that it was because she was mixed race.
Right.
Even though there's a whole weird thing that led up to with another student cutting her hair a couple days before, and they went and like had a stylist, so this weird thing to whatever. But they're not going to fire this librarian saying that she's, you know, had like an impeccable record for 20 years and all this other stuff. And you know, and because it had nothing to do with race. I don't give a crap that it had nothing to do with race. You don't cut my kid's hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just not something you do. I don't care what happened. I don't even get this gum in her hair. You call before you cut my kid's hair. You know what I mean? Exactly. It seemed weird to me that CNN brought it up and did something about it because... And they didn't even make a point of saying that they were wrong because they came to this conclusion, because that's what CNN usually does. I think regardless of any race, whatever, I think that person should have been fired for cutting a child's hair that wasn't their own child.
Yeah.
At least without the permission of the parents.
Right.
Speaking of children, what did Kamala Harris do?
She just did an interview with BET recently. And said in the interview that rural Americans don't have the ability to get to a Kinko's or an Office Mac to photocopy their IDs.
Why would I need to photocopy my ID first?
I don't know. But she's an idiot because there are places all across America where you can get copies made if you need them.
There's three printers in my house. All of them can photocopy.
Right. Well... Exactly.
But, I mean, why would you need to photocopy your ID?
I do not know. Let me see if I can find out why.
And is she implying that there's not a Target or a Kinko's? Or...
Oh, she's saying that, she said that because in some people's minds, that means you're going to have to go to... have the Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it to prove to who you are. So she's saying that we can't do these voter ID laws because some people can't get photocopies of their IDs, you know.
A photocopy is no good. What are you doing with a photocopy of your ID anyway? Because that's no good for identification, and we all know this.
No.
Well,
so that just goes to show how she doesn't even know what it's used for, really.
I guess she's talking about mail-in voting, and you're supposed to send in a photocopy of your IDs. Like I can.
I guess. Yeah, some states are doing that. You know.
But if there's no, what the fuck? What good is a photo ID do if my face isn't right there to compare it to?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's the same thing as a birth certificate at that point. What different? Oh my God. Okay. Sorry, just that blew my mind.
Well, it's Kamala Harris, so our vice president.
I'm pretty sure I can use my cell phone to take a photograph and print out a picture of my ID if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And rural Americans typically aren't the super poor people anymore. It's not. The 40s or the 30s where people living out in the boondocks were barefoot. You know what I mean? Like that, right. That only happens in like West Virginia. All right. Wall Street Journal article. We don't usually bring them up here. Do you see that some of these supermarkets, actually many of them are stockpiling food? Because of the, okay, they're basically speculating on perishable items, which is a little scary. they're expecting that if they make a big order by and pay for it by the time it shows up and they can sell it, it's going to be worth more and disappear quickly. So they're buying massive quantities of this stuff and expecting the inflation to happen. And they're trying to offset the cost of buying it and maybe even make a dollar.
Yeah.
And again, it's a Wall Street Journal article. They're actually a famous,
publication.
What's that?
They publish news for about businesses.
Yeah, exactly. Businesses and market schemes and the way that stuff's flowing. Last time I actually found out about this through Tim Pool as much as Adam and Dvorak there. Mm-hmm. Hate him, but I found out about this from Tim Pool and I looked it up. Every time I've gotten news like this from Tim Pool, I've gone out in advance and made a purchase like on diapers and saved myself a buck. Unfortunately, we bought diapers and then changed our minds about what diapers we wanted like a week later. Yeah. Which is great. We bought like a month's worth of diapers because the prices were going to go up. And they did. But then like a week later, like, yeah, we want these other diapers instead now. But it's like, all right, well, we've already bought another month's supply of this, so that's what we're using. this is big news. I don't know why it's not blowing my phone up with news stuff, but the president of Haiti got assassinated.
Yeah.
And he's been changing out his prime minister, which I'm not sure how the system works. Typically, you have a prime minister or a president. I'm guessing the prime minister there was almost like a VP.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, apparently the last prime minister he had just fired before he got the new one, which is like 3 days before he was assassinated. The old one is now saying that he's in charge and is ignoring the other guy that was put in after him. And there's a lot of controversy that China was involved because he was assassinated like 3 days after he talked a bunch of trash about China and their Wu flu. Uh-huh. And then like an hour later fired his prime minister and put someone else in place. That's crazy enough as it is. Now they've gone and asked the United States to help soldiers. Because apparently it's this big uprising of people trying to take power. But Biden basically said no, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's no poppies there, right? No poppies, no oil.
Not in Haiti, heck no. Otherwise, they'd be in a lot better shape.
I don't know. Afghanistan's not in very good shape. Iraq's not in very good shape.
Somebody's rich in those countries.
Yeah. The Sultan of, was it? Saudi Arabia. Because he owns all the oil in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Jackass. Okay, so what's this First Lady's statement?
She came out and said that, you know, she's alive and well and, you know, really misses her husband. They've been together for like 25 years fighting for Haiti, that kind of thing.
Oh, they tried to kill his entire family, too.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. That seems pretty messed up.
And they're saying that most of the people that were that they've arrested or killed were retired Colombian soldiers.
Yeah, I saw something about that. Yeah, it makes you wonder if Colombia was involved or was it just the mercenary group that someone else hired? You know,
right.
I cracked a joke that it might be China, but I mean, you had a bunch of professionals. You know what I mean? Like, somebody put some thought in this and a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap to hire. You said a team. We're going to assume it's at least four people.
Yeah, I would think so too. Yeah,
at least four people, and you have to pay them a significant sum of money to try to assassinate a world leader.
Yeah.
Or else they wouldn't even attempt it because it's not worth the risk.
Right.
Like, realistically, someone probably came up with at least $40 million to pay them.
Yeah. I'd think so.
Just to pull numbers out of my butt, but, like, you know, I wouldn't try to kill a world leader for less than $10 million to my face, you know? Just too much risk. You can go to prison for too long, you know, get raped in the ass, then murdered.
Yeah.
You better pay me good if that's the risk I'm taking, right?
Uh-huh.
Don't even know where we're going with this, but I'm going to dive into the next one. Speaking of taking a giant risk, what's up with Hobbit and these psychedelics?
I thought you'd really like this article.
I didn't get a chance to read it.
Basically, they're going to start doing studies on psychedelics now because the legalization or decriminalization is gaining steam so in so many states. So,
so they're trying to, because stuff's being decriminalized in general.
Right.
They want to study hallucinogenics.
Yeah. Sounds like a good study to get involved with.
Shoot, yeah, I could literally take the tea up there and get paid by Hobbit to eat shrooms.
Or acid.
Well, it's funny. I actually got recently was giving a bag of shrooms from a buddy of mine. And I've been sitting on them waiting to eat them. I couldn't find a good opportunity. And the other day, he wanted them back. I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, I'm really looking forward. I'm waiting for the right opportunity. He goes, I'll give you $100 for him. I was like, sold.
He wanted them more than you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, street value was like $30. Like, sold. I'm going to breakfast with the family tomorrow. But yeah, that might be fun to check out if they're going to pay me to take hallucinogens. But Hobbit actually made me think about this. Remember when they got the Supreme Court ruled on it? It was okay for them to discriminate. Well, Supreme Court of Massachusetts, anyway.
Yeah.
They were allowed to discriminate against Asian people when it came to admissions because there were so many Asian students at Hobbit.
Yeah.
That hurt my head because that's literally the argument against discrimination.
Right.
And the argument was at this point, Asian people are basically white, and they went with the whole whiteness thing, and whiteness is a tangible thing and not an actual skin color.
Yeah.
But they went into this whole stop Asian hate because you're beating up minorities during the Wu flu. I want to know where the line really is. Are Asian people full of white privilege, or are they victims of the white oppression?
Good question.
It really is, because as much as a lot of people won't say, the Asian folks are really being kicked in the balls in this country lately.
Yeah.
They're being hated like they're straight white men. But they're getting kicked in the nuts for not being Americans, I guess. I don't know what else to say, but yeah. Actually, I haven't seen an Asian dude get his ass kicked on video besides by an obvious far leftist, like blue hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I haven't even heard a Stop Asian Hate thing in a while. That only lasted like 2 or 3 weeks, did it?
Yeah. Not long.
And they made a big deal about it, but it wasn't that, yeah, they didn't last that long. I don't know how this missed our vaccine list, our COVID list. Ted Cruz, once again, stepping up to bat.
Yep.
He's trying to stop them from making
a vaccine database.
A registry.
Yeah.
All right. I don't understand the idea of a registry in general. Why does the government need to know all of this stuff, like in general, of the information they have?
Well, I think that's what he's trying to say is, like, you know, we already can't keep the secrets we have about the average American. We really want to give this much more information to the federal government.
No, exactly. And it's, I don't like the idea of any kind of registry with the government, because exactly, the government can't keep their shit straight as it is. Yeah. I mean, I don't trust them to fill a pothole.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of this kind of stuff, you know, like Ancestry.com and like 23andMe and all these other things?
Yeah.
You know, all that shit gets sent to China to get analyzed?
Right.
You know, they keep a copy of all that information.
I believe it.
Let's go crazy conspiracy theory here. What if they've been holding on to all of our information to find patterns in different groups, different ethnicities, different areas? For example, the United States. And maybe, you know, illnesses that might attack certain groups more than others. And I don't know, in some kind of like viral lab that's been altering viruses to see how they react. Maybe they were using this information to build a bioweapon. I don't know. Because China actually brought this up about 5 years ago, saying it'd be very, very terrifying if anything ever came out of this virology lab.
Right. Exactly.
And Fauci already had to admit that they were, in fact, doing the research to see what would happen if this thing turned into some kind of crazy, unheard of thing, almost like a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have, 20% of this country's DNA on file, like every single friggin' strand of it.
Yeah.
Just seems a little convenient. You know what I mean?
Right.
Little convenient. I don't know if it means anything or not, but what if they were designing something? And let's take China's word for it. And they actually already wiped out the Wu flu in China. No one's even getting sick anymore at all in China from coronavirus for about a year now, right?
Well, that's their vaccines. Their vaccines are better than ours.
Is it their vaccines, or is it because they're immune to this because they designed this virus? Now, if you're going to say I'm a crazy nut job for saying that, are you the crazy nut job for believing that no one in China has gotten corona in a year, but the rest of the world is burning in hell because of it? That's the argument being made anyway, right?
Right.
I don't know, man. You can't play this card game that way, you know? Unless you got anything else, man. That's all I got. I expected
that's all I got more, but
started the new job this week. Screen printing. It's kind of fun, but requires what, 15 minutes of thinking, maybe an hour of thinking, and then repetitive work.
Okay.
But once I get going with repetitive work, I kick on a podcast. It's pretty fun. Hopefully I can get my VA money now, though, because apparently I can't weld anymore. So I've lost my career.
Okay.
We'll see where that goes. I don't want to get excited this time because I keep getting excited. In terms of getting paid.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever happen, though. I'm sure of that. F me. I need to figure it out on my own because that's how life is, right? And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest. Like, that's just how life is. Figure it out, right?
Yep.
All right, well, that was episode 46. We only made it about an hour.
Yeah. It was last week, more. It was like 3 hours. So.
Yeah, they offset, you know. You got to you have to load up when we have extra, because it might be a short one next time, right?
That's right.
You might be hungry later. I guess that's that show. You got to sign off for us?
There's no crickets in Michigan.